In the book of Matthew this morning, Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15, our Heavenly Father, we pray that you might bless in the preaching of your word again this morning. I do pray for those that have car trouble, can't be here. We pray for them now that I know. I pray, Lord, that you might help us that as we are here, that we might pay attention, we might accept the Word of God into our lives to be able to live it, learn from it and live it. I pray that you might do your wondrous work. Help us to do our part in our worship service. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew chapter 15, then came to Jesus, scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, "Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread." But he answered and said unto them, "Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother. And he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, What whosoever shall say to his father or to his mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me. And honor not his father or mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition, ye hypocrites. Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he called the multitude and said unto them, Hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man. That which cometh out of his mouth, this defileth a man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, Are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. The only way that we will be able to apply what we have read is if we have read. Were you reading the Bible as I read the Bible as well? You see, we all worship the Lord together. I try to guide and meditate, mediate, there in the preaching and the reading of God's Word. but it's your responsibility to open your Bible, follow along, and read what the Word says. Here we see in chapter 15 that tradition is being exalted above divine law. It says in verse 1 that then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees. The ones that were higher ups in Judaism, the Jewish law. It's not the same Israel today as it was before the exile. After the Jews came back from the exile in Babylon in 586 BC, when Jerusalem was destroyed, some got to work to rebuild the wall. Nehemiah tells us all about that. And they built the temple, rebuilt the temple, the second temple, because Solomon's temple was destroyed in 586. And so they had the second temple. They called it Herod's temple because the Roman Empire came in and built on to the temple that the Jews had built. And so they rechanged it, you know. It's just like these football stadiums and so forth. They change every time some guy, real rich billionaire, comes along and either buys a team or the stadium. And, of course, then they change their name and so forth. And so it's hard to keep up. But anyway, that second temple built when they came out of exile from Babylon is the second temple, and it's referred to as Herod's temple. It also was destroyed after Jesus died and resurrected and went to heaven. It was in 70 AD. Jesus went to heaven there physically, there in 33 AD, that we read about in Acts chapter 1. But the temple wasn't destroyed until 70 AD by the Romans. And they haven't had a temple since. Okay? And so it wasn't the same Israel. Because that Israel, they didn't learn their lesson. The reason for Israel going into captivity by the Babylonians that I just mentioned was because that they had idols. They weren't worshiping God. They were going to church and they weren't paying attention. They had their own agenda. They wouldn't learn, grow. They wouldn't come close to God. They had no love for God. Did you notice the hymns that I picked this morning for loving the Lord? More and more, we need to do that. You wouldn't have the kind of attitude that you do if you loved the Lord. You wouldn't be silent when you should speak up if you loved the Lord. And that was the whole problem with Israel. So they fell into just trying to keep the law, going through the motions, no real love for God at all. And it all became self-centered. What I want to do. Well, I think. That's the same. That's nothing new. That's all selfishness. That's being backslidden. And so they didn't know the Lord at all. And even today, Israel doesn't accept the Lord Jesus Christ as the Messiah. And it's not the same Israel as it was way back when we read about it under King David, King Solomon, so forth. But these are the Jews that came to Jesus in verse 1, it says. The scribes are the ones that copied the word of God. They were copyists. That's why they call them scribes. They was in German, it was scribing. And so they would take their markers, many times pens. Other instruments were used as well. And they used animal skins. They used vellum, lambskin, so forth. And they would make these parchments into scrolls. It wasn't a book like our Bible is today. It was scrolls, and it was all rolled together. There wasn't any divisions. There wasn't any chapters. There wasn't any names about it or anything else. No verses. And so it was just like a great big book. And that was called the Scriptures there in the Old Testament. And the scribe, because the animal skins would dry out, they'd crack, and being used, rolled and unrolled and rolled again and unrolled every time they went to temple and everything. They needed to keep on making copies of that. And that's what the scribes did. They would copy from the original and make a copy of that. And so it's been handed down through the years. God has had control, just like giving the Word of God in the first place, called inspiration. He also preserved the Word of God, the preservation of the Word of God. God did this through the scribes. And the Pharisees, they were ones that said, we're going to worship the way we want to worship. And so they set up things by their tradition. Oh, we've always done it this way. We've always did this and so forth. And they were following the law. Jesus came to fulfill the law. And that's how Christianity started. Was with Jesus Christ, of course. And the first Christians there in Acts chapter 2 at the gift of Pentecost. Keep your place here. Go to Romans 3, the book of Romans chapter 3. You got to learn the Bible sooner or later. If you listen and concentrate, you can learn. No way, shape, or form is the Bible boring. If you are studying and you're interested in the things of God and in the Bible, nothing boring about that, that's for sure. Romans chapter 3, verse 24. Being justified freely by his grace, you need to circle that word, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. That's how you get saved. You put your faith in his shed blood as the way to get rid of your sins, go to heaven. To declare the righteousness for the remission, taking away, of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him, which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It's excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also, seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision by faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. We know the law. We know the commandments. We know what's right and wrong. The law was given to show that we are sinners, that we can't match up. How can we ever get to heaven? You can't get it by the law because nobody's perfect. We're all sinners, and that's why Jesus had to come and die for us and shed his blood, as you just read there in Romans chapter 3. Now go back to our text there in Matthew 15. But these Pharisees, which were, again, just a plain church, that's all they were doing, coming to the temple, showing off before people and so forth, trying to put themselves up. Wasn't any worship of the Lord of God at all. Of course, they don't receive the Lord Jesus. So they sinned against God by tradition. See what it says there in verses 1, 2, and 3. Jesus answered, "Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition?" He said, your tradition. If it comes to the place where you have to choose what a religion says and what God says, you pick what God says every time because man is wrong just every time. Why? He's a sinner. So sinful things can come out of his mind, his heart. And you can't rely on that. You don't want to put your soul in the hands of a man's religion. But guess what has happened on planet Earth? People all over the world have put their souls in the hands of men's traditions rather than what God has said, rather than what God has done for them. God has given his own son so that they could have eternal life. Some don't even know about it, which is a shame to every other Christian that people that are saved, because we're supposed to make sure they know about it. And that's what missions is all about. We are missionaries ourselves right here. We are to be giving out tracts and talking to people about the Lord Jesus Christ. We're missionaries without even having to go to a different country. But remember what the Great Commission is. Go into all of the world and preach the gospel. You can't do that personally, so we do it through the missionaries as well, but we also have our mission right here. God hates tradition of men. When it comes to religion, now we're talking, okay? Jesus didn't say that all tradition is bad. He didn't say all tradition is good. He said when they go ahead and believe in the tradition of their fathers about their soul, that's where the sin is. You don't follow just, oh, we've always believed that, or we've always done that. No. What's the Bible say? You're following something false when you follow tradition about the Bible. And so you got to have God's word. Go to Matthew chapter 23. Keep your place here. That's our text. Go to your right a few pages. You get to Matthew chapter 23. Matthew chapter 23, and verse 25, here's the Lord Jesus with them again. He's giving woes to them in chapter 23. It's another message, but just to show when he talks to the Pharisees again in verse 25. He says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, Hypocrites, for ye may clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. You notice Jesus talking in both of these passages, he's talking about the inward man. He's using the illustration of a cup. It's just like you at home when you drink something out of a cup. When you wash the cup, do you wash just the outside of the cup and put it on the shelf? No. The dirt is on the inside. The stain or the whatever you were drinking, that's what you want to get out. You got to clean the inside. Jesus even says that. And that's what some people do about religion. They get cleaned up on the outside. They look okay, but they're not saved. The inside is filthy. It's never been cleaned. The inward man. Jesus is bringing the truth to people straightforward and saying the problem's inside, not outside. So here he says in verse 4, Matthew 15, verse 4. And when he said about transgressing the commandment of God by your tradition, this is what he brings up. For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother. Wow. Jesus could have used some other kind of example, but did he? No, he went right to the family. That's the first thing that Jesus went to, because that's where we came from, is our family. Everybody's had a mother and father. And that's what Jesus talks about. For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother. And he that curses father and mother, let him die the death. That was capital punishment back in the Old Testament. And of course, Jesus knew that, and he knew that the Pharisees followed the law, the Old Testament. So he brought it up about the Old Testament, about the law. He that curses father and mother, let him die the death. But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect. You can cancel out the Bible if you want in your life. You'll be the poorer because of it. It's the tradition. Watch you don't follow tradition. Oh, we've always done it this way in our family. Oh, are you putting that up against the Word of God? Jesus isn't big on relatives that want to take you away from God, from his worship. But we see it over and over again. And many Christians are stymied because of it. They're following their family's tradition rather than what God has said in the Bible. And what Jesus is bringing forth here, he's talking about helping out their father and mother in their older age. They wanted to get away from giving money, the children, this is, giving money to their father and mother. which they should always honor, and help in their old age and take care of them and so forth. You see, they didn't have any kind of system like we do here in America. We didn't have any Medicare, didn't have any Social Security, didn't have any kind of thing like that. They had nothing to fall back on. They could only fall back on their family, their children. And the mother and father had sacrificed and raised their kids and so forth. And then in their older years, the children were to give gifts to them to help them along in their old age. That's how it was supposed to be. But they made up a tradition to say, oh, I'm so holy, I'm going to give everything to God. So sorry, Mom and Dad, I can't give anything to you because I've given a gift to God. What a terrible thing to do to your own mother and father that are in need and necessary. They call it cordon, a gift to honor God. It's all tradition. They were going right against what should be. And it bothered Jesus so much that when he started talking about traditions, he could have picked any subject, but he picked mother and father. That's the basis of the family. That's why moms and dads need to raise their kids right. That they know what is right. Because Jesus wants you to honor father and mother. It's the fifth commandment of the Decalogue. Keep your place here. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 5. Sorry situation we live in today. We find churches not even preaching what I'm preaching this morning. Needs to be respect and honor there to mothers and fathers and so forth. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and in verse 16. He said, if any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them. And let not the church be charged, that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. What's the difference? Widows and widows indeed. Yes, a family can have a widow. In other words, either mom or dad has died. So if mom or dad has children still living, the children are to take care of either mom or dad. That's a widow. But if the person loses their spouse and they don't have any children to be able to help them in their old age, then it was on the church to be able to help the widows. Widows, indeed, they had nobody to fall back on. They would starve to death. They'd die. And so that's what Timothy is writing right there. I hope you have that outline by now, verse 16, in your Bible. That's all of what God is talking about, Jesus is talking about here in Matthew 15. Go to verse 8 here in 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 5, 8, because it says, if any provide not for his own, he's talking about his own family, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Supposed to support your family. We're not talking about people in your family that are ungodly and out here living in sin, robbing banks and murdering people and everything else you could think of. It's not talking about that. It's talking about especially need there within the family. That's the way it was laid down. That's what's in the Bible. And so Jesus talks about that in Matthew chapter 15. I had to give you a little background so you understand what is going on. Here in chapter 15, it says in verse 7 and 8, "Ye hypocrites." Boy, Jesus didn't spare any words. He was upset with this, what I just preached to you. And that's why I am preaching to you. He went right to it. In front of everybody. He called them hypocrites. Well did Isaiah, and he's talking about the prophet Isaiah, prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In other words, talk is cheap. A lot of Christians talk a good Christian life, but they don't live a good Christian life. They talk about loving souls, but they never show it that they love souls. They wouldn't witness to anybody, talk to anybody that's lost. They won't even talk to their own family. They won't even talk to Christians, let alone a stranger that's lost. Isn't it unusual that Jesus would command all of us to go and do that very thing? Talk to people we don't even know. You know what I closed our Sunday school class on this morning? That the power of life is in the seed. Remember that? The seed is the Word of God. We don't know who's going to get saved. We are responsible to be a sower. Sow the seed. Take the Word of God. Tell everyone about the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did for us. We're not saving a soul. All we're doing is doing what Jesus had to do. Go out and sow the seed. Go everywhere. Preach. That's what I'm doing. I'm preaching. I'm sowing the seed because there's life in the seed. And if it's fertile soil in your life, it'll take root and it'll bring forth something. But if your heart is not going to receive the word, you'll never have any kind of fruit within your life. You'll never live a Christian life. Look at what verse 9 says right there after he calls them hypocrites. He says, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines. In other words, the teachings about eternity, about worship, about who God is and everything else. Their worship's vain. It's empty. It's no God. He says, they put in place the teachings of men, the commandments of men. Verse 10, he says, he called the multitude and said, hear and understand. Boy, that's something we need to do. That's what I'm preaching to you. Hear and understand. Jesus got upset that they didn't understand. You wonder why I'm frustrated. You wonder why things come into my life. Others can see that in me. They're concerned. They call me and ask me what's wrong and everything else. This is what's wrong. Hear and understand. Do something. Understand the word of God. He says in verse 11, not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the man that defileth the man. In other words, yeah, you should get into a man's tradition of washing your hands before you eat anything. That's a good tradition to have. It's a good rule of the house. You see, it has nothing to do with worshiping God. But the Pharisees are trying to make it something to do. Oh, you're sinning against God if you don't do that. No, Jesus didn't say that. But it is a good tradition to do. But they didn't understand that. Verse 12, then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? Jesus said, so what? That's just about what he said. He said, leave them alone. Verse 13. He says, if it's a plant which the Father hath not planted, it's going to be rooted up. In other words, if you're saved, that seed that we talked about that has life, it'll bring forth something. But if it's not, you will be rooted up. Jesus said. Important that you understand that. Because they didn't. Verse 15. Peter said unto him, declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said in verse 16, are you also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand? And whatsoever earneth in the mouth goes into the belly, and it's cast out in the drop. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defileth the man. The real man is inside. Your body's just a house. The inside's more important than the outside. If you have a tree that's planted, and let's say it's an apple tree, but you don't know what kind of tree it is. When it starts to grow, it has the potential in that tree to bring forth apples. And it will. And because he goes on and gives parables about the mustard seed and everything else that we studied in Mark chapter 4 in Sunday school this morning, if you read your Sunday school lesson and got involved in the Sunday school. But Jesus is upset that they did not understand. You got to put forth some effort to understand the Word of God, to understand the preaching that's going on here in this church. I'm trying to make it as plain and clear to everyone so they can understand. So they can bring forth fruit. Look at chapter 13, Matthew 13. Just back a page. Matthew 13, verse 21. Jesus, in giving this parable of the sower, he said, yet hath he not rooted in himself, but dureth for a while, for when tribulation and persecution ariseth because of the word, and by he is offended. If you're offended at what I preached so far in the message, Jesus talked about you. It's right here in the Bible. When you preach the truth, people will be offended. It's not the preacher's fault. He's preaching what the truth is. We love to hear the truth. Mrs. Drake and I went to hear a preacher last night up in Webster. Johnny Pope. Anybody ever hear of him? No. But he's a great preacher. But he's in his 70s now as well. But Boy, he just preached up a storm last night. We enjoyed it, and we understood what he said. There isn't any reason why you shouldn't understand the plain truth of the Word of God. Do you have that life? Have you got the seed that has the life in it? Look inside, take an inward look at yourself. Verses 18 through 20, and we close. Jesus said, it's not the things that go in to the mouth that defiles. It's what comes out of the mouth. What you say, how you act, the words you say. You better watch what you talk about, what you say about, how you complain, how you do not give forth grace, but just judgment all the time. And misjudgment, because you're not God. You're not the judge. God's the judge. Because Jesus said in verse 18, but those things which proceed out of the mouth, they come out of the mouth, they come forth from the heart. And that heart is bad news. It's got evil thoughts inside of it. It's got murders inside of it. In that heart of yours, there's adulteries and fornication and thefts. False witness, lying. Boy, how many Christians lie? Blasphemies, taking God's name in vain. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat without unwashing hands defileth not a man. That's the comparison that he's using. Understand what he says. That's what it's all about, coming to church, reading and studying the Word of God, that you actually understand what's going on, understand what's coming from the pulpit. Praising the Lord that you can understand. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? There is a law that says a law of reserved right of way. Right of way. In other words, if you had a parcel of land that was 1,000 acres, and you sold 999 of those acres, but you left 1 acre in the middle of that 1,000 acres. Everybody following, understanding, you're not doing something else, you're thinking about what you're being taught. That 1 acre in the middle of that 1,000 acres. The person that owns that middle acre can cross all of the other acres that somebody else owns to get to his acre. That's legal to do. What's that illustration? Make sure that you own all. You give that all to the Lord. You sell out to the Lord all. You don't save that middle acre, because that's the way Satan gets to you. He wants to get to your heart. That's where those murdered thoughts and everything else I just preached to you, that's where they come from Satan. Completely sell out to the Lord. Stop worrying and holding back on the Lord. Give over to him. Make him Lord of your life. But you keep a little to yourself. Give it all to him. He says in Luke 6:46, why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you might bless those that have received the word. They've received the word with gladness and they've understood the word. Help us, Lord, now to repent of sin within our life, whether it be bad attitude, bad thoughts, the defilement of things that come out of our mouth. You're the one that preached that. And today I preach that to the congregation this morning. Help us, Lord, to take care of business within our own life, not looking at someone else, looking at ourselves, having an inward look and cleaning up the inside of the cup. Pray that you might bless the word of God and bless the invitation in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's see if I can get this thing.